The idea really was generated about, 10 years ago, when I first helped co-found what is now today USA.gov, and we realized that the next step in that evolution was going to be allowing people to communicate with their government more effectively on an individual basis, one-to-one. And, of course, back then the technology didn't necessarily exist to make it happen, and today I think that we're at that point where people are, the technology is at a point where people are able to say what they feel based upon an issue that matters to them in a very simple way, and that there's this aspect of voter verification that people can take advantage of that actually also makes it a more meaningful way. So AdToGov is trying to take people's personal things that they care about and allow them to interact with their officials in a simpler and more meaningful way.
And you and I were talking earlier because we chatted when I was at Government Computer News and was actually covering the early genesis of what, of course, now is USA.gov. It's gone through a couple names since then. But my, oh my, how things have changed. Just really a totally different way of reaching out to people nowadays.
It's funny. I mean, we did the parallels between that and USA.gov are not lost on me. And I was kind of there at the Gov 1.0 revolution, and now I'm trying to make some change here at a Gov 2.0 revolution as that's starting to burgeon around us. So yes, the parallels are there. My premise was simple. Just as 10 years ago, we didn't want people to have to try to know what the federal infrastructure was in order to be able to find the information that they wanted. Was it at Treasury? Was it at Commerce? I don't need to know that as a user. I just want to be able to input my search term and find what I want. This is exactly analogous to that, except it's doing it for their public officials. I don't need to know or necessarily even care. Is it a federal level? Is it a state level? Is it a local issue? Who is my representative? I could, of course, go find that out, but that's not really necessary. So we take all of that burden of navigating the infrastructure and build it into the engine.
And we want to stress that you're not, and this site isn't affiliated with any particular politician, any political party, or even any special interest groups. You're going to connect people with the whomever they need to get, whoever they're trying to reach out to.
That's right. It's just about people being able to reach out to the people that take care that handle those issues, and they don't need to know them by name. And again, this is a Twitter-based tool, but they don't even need to be on Twitter because I take the information, I compile it and aggregate it into reports, and then forward those reports on using other methods.
So how does this actually work? Essentially, if you are on Twitter, you can just put the @ to gov in your tweet. And what how does this work?
So the first thing they need to do is they do need to go to the site to register, and that's at http://2gov.org, and then what people do is they input their zip code, and when they input their zip code, I have an 85% opportunity to know all of their districts, top to bottom, their federal representatives, their state representatives, and so forth. So most of the time, that's all that's required for me to be able to determine what the representative level is. If there are, you know, obviously some districts cross boundaries, and so then they have the opportunity to put in their street address later, which will give me precise information on that. And then it's simply a matter of, is the issue a federal issue? Is it a state issue? Is it a local issue? Should it go to the House? Should it go to the Senate? Should it go to the executive? Is the bill pending a veto, or is it in committee? And this is where the engine comes in, where we have one filter that generalizes the issue in topic. Is it health care? Is it education? Is it animal rights? And then we get to a second layer of filtering, which is, double check. Is it the issue that the computer thought it was, and bundle those up and then send them along. So it's, you know, simple in concept. Practically speaking, it took a lot of work to actually make that happen, of course.
Yeah, I would imagine. And actually, on your page, which we'll have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, so in case people are driving, we don't want people to drive off the road, but you actually have you can see people who are tweeting almost real time that what they're asking for, the kinds of things that they're looking for.
Yep, and it's real people out there in the real world, the things that they're concerned about, and we've seen some interesting things just kind of pop up. There was this one issue that deals with visas for people that found startup companies that just suddenly took fire, and thousands of people sending in messages to their representatives within literally days. And that was an issue that didn't exist, didn't account for. The system was able to pick it up. We accounted for it, and now we're routing those on a federal level, and it's starting to get some attention. So, again, it's a way for people to engage with their government in a way that's both simple and more meaningful, and we're pretty excited by the initial response.
And you're looking to connect, of course, citizens to their representatives, whether those be federal, state, or local. But it also seems like there are some lessons here that if you're working in an agency, that this may be a way to reach out to people, again, where all of a sudden there are the boundaries, the traditional agency boundaries, people may not know about those.
And you're right. And I don't necessarily, the premise that I worked with is I would see issues come up and say, contact your officials. And I say, okay, where am I going to go? Well, I could actually go to USA.gov to figure that out. They've got a great tool for that. But why do I have to take that extra step? Is it really necessary in today's age? And I don't. I think I've shown that I don't think it is. So there are some technical hurdles to overcome, but as a citizen, I don't necessarily need to know who my representative is to know that I'm concerned about an issue and I have an opinion that I want to voice on it. If something could make that easier, I think that we'll see civic participation improve as a result, and I think that's a very good thing. If it's okay, I'd like to touch upon the aspect of the more meaningful. The fact that I'm also doing verification of voter status, I think, is a really important point here that may not be relevant for the federal agencies, frankly, but it's otherwise it just becomes an avalanche of tweets and everyone's going to roll their eyes and say, okay, great, another channel that I have to, manage a bunch of AstroTurf.
Right.
On.
And I was actually at Congress camp a couple weeks ago where, and it was news to me that there are all these tools out there for people to essentially deluge the Hill with all sorts of messages. Does this just become another method of the Hill getting deluged with messages?
Yeah, it's interesting. We took that into consideration, particularly because Twitter is a medium that you can generate a lot of interest really quickly. And so what we have is this concept of voter verification. And what we've done at AppToGov is compile a list from the secretaries of state, and additionally using a private vendor, to compile a list of registered voters. And so what people can do is, on the site, it's purely optional, but if they want, they can authenticate and say, yes, please go ahead and authenticate that I am a registered voter. Here's my, information about me so that you can engage in that process. And what that allows me to do is a number of things. First of all, it elevates the conversation because now you're not just AstroTurf, which of course is termed Lloyd Benson coined, some 20-odd years ago about
right.
Orchestrated fake grassroots. It's not AstroTurf. It's a real voter in the real world with a real voting history that they have that they want to say, this is my opinion on the issue. And that allows legislators to be able to quickly filter and say, oh, okay, now I have confirmation that this person is actually a registered constituent and not part of an organized campaign from some other location. And now I know that I'm going to be able to give this person special attention, or at least, a measure of attention knowing that they are an actual constituent of mine. And then from the user's perspective, it also allows them to have real absolute precision in terms of who their representatives are, because now I can target it all the way down to the precinct level, and there's no confusion or ambiguity about a person's representatives. So that's a novel concept. I think that's longer term. The vision is to allow people to take a greater control of their own presence as a voter, and I think that if they start to see returns from that, we can also start to see increase in voter participation, which again I think is a really good thing.
And it's also very helpful for those folks on the Hill who are dealing with so many messages, so many different ways of communicating. If it's somebody in their district, frankly, those people matter more.
Yeah, in fact, there are federal laws that say that you're not supposed to spend any resources on those outside your district,
right.
At least congressional. So this tool could actually help them also comply. I mean, as a practical matter, obviously, every public official wants to respond to every citizen coming in, and I understand that. But resources are limited. So if we give this mechanism to be able to say, these are people that are registered voters, they're in your district, you represent them, you might want to, at the very least, give them a little bit of priority consideration since they have taken the time to verify that. And that's one step that I do that makes it easier. And then secondly, I also do aggregation. I don't just forward these on and say, okay, here's this raw list of comments and kudos and complaints. I compile it into a two-page report, and that report says these are the top issues this week. This is where the people have self-reported they stand on those issues. These are some of the trends that we've seen. These are some of the new issues that we've seen, and that allows them to really take a quick pulse again of registered voters in their district on the issues that are coming in, and because we do this online, we can do it in near real time. We've started with Twitter, but the engine that we've built is transport agnostic. So in the future, it's absolutely our plan to release these tools on other media, such as email. Can also actually even be done with phone. I was talking with a company that is a startup, so it's going to take a little while, but have the ability to route these issues in the same way with voice recognition over the phone. So I think it's just that fundamental premise of, can we make it simpler? Can we make it more meaningful? Does the technology allow that to happen? And if the answer is yes, then let's not wait. Let's do it today.